now. After a golden night in the swimming pool, a host of Irish competitors were in action at the Olympics this morning. Let's head to Paris, from where we're joined by Des Cahill. Good afternoon to you, Des.
Oh, it's like an All-Ireland hurling final every day here. You'd love it, Rachel.
It couldn't possibly be as good as that. But you'll be glad to know that since you've left, I think the entire country has become engulfed in Olympic fever. So it's like the football and the hurling have almost been forgotten about. Well, and we're all experts in swimming and rowing now.
Well, do you know the interesting thing based on that? So last night was incredible. I think today so far is incredible. I'll tell you why. In the rowing, three more Irish crews have qualified for Olympic finals. That's extraordinary because yesterday Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch had reached the double sculls final. So now we have four crews in finals. That's an amazing performance once again from Irish rowing. Defending champions Paula Donovan and Fintan McCarthy in the men's lightweight double sculls. Ross Carrigan and Nathan Timoney will contest the medal race in the men's pair. And Margaret Cremin and Aoife Casey are through to the women's lightweight final. It's fantastic. O'Donovan and McCarthy remain on course for back-to-back Olympic gold medals. They cruised to victory, to be honest. I thought they looked very comfortable crossing the line. Their winning time was the fastest across both semi-finals. The Swiss were second in their heat. Czechia pipped France to take third and the remaining berth in Friday's final. And after the race, David Gillick spoke to the lads. First, Fintan.
Yeah, it was solid. You know, we were trying to build on our heat. And yeah, no, I think it's solid enough.
Last time we spoke, we talked about David and Goliath. Which one are we here today?
Oh, the little Davids again. That was a big, big upset, so it was. Like, the Swiss are number two ranked, way above us, fastest time in the heat. So we're happy to be able to put out that performance. And all year we've been throwing the kitchen sink at them and just couldn't get ahead of them. They've had an answer to us every single time we've raced this year, but not today. And we're hoping Friday we'll be able to produce the goods again.
Going by the semi-final, Friday looks good?
Yeah, no, I think we're feeling strong, looking strong. We had a record today, the shortest amount of time ever we've spent on the water for a race, so I think we're always improving. So,
and would that go down to like putting a marker down there today? Because there was open water, clear water, and yet you still push through that line. You want to prove something?
Not so much today, it's Friday when it counts, so, you know, but sometimes if the wind is a bit sideways and things, they might redraw the lanes and they favour the faster times. So you want to be sure you're, even if you're the winners, I think they give the best lane to the fastest winner or something. So you want to be a little bit sure of that as well.
Great stuff. Des, talk to us about Mona McSharry, because she was back in the pool this morning as well.
Early this morning, keeping it going, and she qualified for tonight's 200 metre breaststroke semi-final. She finished third in her heat behind a pair of South African swimmers, including the 100 metre Olympic champion Titania Smith, but she was very comfortable, I think, and she was seventh fastest of the 16, comfortably qualifying for the semi-final, scheduled to take place just after 9 o'clock tonight. And speaking after her heat, McSharry told Claire McNamara she was happy with her performance.
It was good. I think I can't but be happy with that. It's my second fastest morning swim ever, so third fastest time. Should be enough to make it back tonight, and hopefully we can go faster.
Yeah, absolutely. What was it like to walk out on the pool deck this morning as an Olympic medalist? Did it change things?
Honestly, not really. You know, I think that it's such a tight, even in the 100, like, your spot is never safe, and so it's always fun to compete and know that, you know, I have to bring my best or else it's not going to be enough, you know.
Was it hard to refocus again after the highs of the other night?
A little bit, but I think because I always knew that I had the 200 coming up, I was kind of like prepared that we're going to have to be focused. And I think the hardest part was just kind of getting to sleep and not maybe wanting to revel in it too much and just knowing that I can sit back and enjoy the medal when I'm done racing.
Having experienced being on an Olympic podium, is the drive even more now to feel that again?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's always what we're striving for, and I don't even know if I could increase the drive any more than what I already had. But yeah, I mean, if I could experience that again, it would be unbelievable.
And that was Mona McSharry, of course, speaking this morning to Claire McNamara. I think over the past few days, Des, Nat Wehan in the badminton has become a bit of a fan favourite, but yeah, he didn't have much luck this morning.
No, he was a fan favourite, I remember, the last games as well, very much so. But he didn't have much luck. He was unbeaten. He'd won his first two games, as you know. But he was up against the Olympic champion today, Victor Axelsson. And it was a winner-take-all. Only one could go forward from the group. And the gold medalist from Tokyo 3 years ago did prove to be that hurdle, and he won it in two sets against Nat. But Nat, I think Nat takes a lot from the games, and he's such a positive fella anyway. He's very popular. And I think to lose the Olympic champion in a straight knockout isn't the worst way to exit the games.
Will we look ahead to later in the day? Because there's likely to be keen focus, I think, on Kelly Harrington this afternoon.
Yeah, and there's other medal chances going on. Now, maybe I'm getting carried away and talking it up. I'm normally the opposite. But Kelly is just one win away from becoming a two-time Irish Olympic medalist. And there are only three, Pat O'Callaghan, Paddy Barnes, Paula Donovan. She's in the quarterfinal today. She's up against the Colombian Angie Paula Valdez. It's on around 5-5, and Kelly is very much the favourite for that. Touch wood, she was very impressive on Monday, I thought. But we have two other boxers in action today. First in is County Tyrone featherweight Jude Gallagher. He faces Carlos Palam of the Philippines. That's at 2:30. And I think a real medal hope here is Roscommon's Aoife O'Rourke. She faces the Polish champion, Elżbieta Wojciech, this evening. They've met six times before, and Aoife has won every time. If she were to win tonight, she'd be one victory away from a medal. That bout due to start around 10-9 tonight.
The best of luck to them all. Des, thanks a million for that. Let's go.
It'd be wrong not to mention the sailors, because Robert Dixon and Sean Wadilove are in second place overall going into the last three races this afternoon, and the top 10 will qualify for the medal race. So we should certainly just acknowledge that they're going so well as well.
We'll keep an eye out for them too. Des, thanks a million.